USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Senator Elizabeth Warren has no confidence in the head of the Federal Reserve.
He's failing both as the oversight manager of these big banks, which is his job, and also what he's doing with inflation.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Warren said Fed Chair Jerome Powell took a flamethrower to bank regulations, making him partly responsible for the recent collapse of two multi-billion dollar banks. She also said he's failed when it comes to monetary policy, because all interest rate hikes are doing is putting people out of work. There are a lot more banks that risk facing the same fate as Silicon Valley Bank. A recent study from the Social Science Research Network found that 186 banks across the U.S. could collapse if half of their depositors made a run on the bank. The economists involved found the banks to be at potential risk if there is no government intervention or recapitalization. Russian President Vladimir Putin made a surprise trip to Ukraine. He visited the Russian-occupied territory Mariupol. Before his stop in Ukraine, Putin marked the 9th anniversary of the annexation of Crimea. He traveled to the Black Sea Peninsula Saturday, just a day after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant accusing him of war crimes. Former Vice President Mike Pence is not too happy about the prospect his former boss may be arrested Tuesday in New York City.
The fact that the Manhattan DA thinks indicting President Trump is his top priority, I think, just tells you everything you need to know about the radical left in this country.
In an exclusive interview with ABC's This Week, Pence said it just feels like a politically charged prosecution here, and for his part, he doesn't feel like it's what the American people want to see. The head of the EPA says states rejecting shipments of toxic waste from the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, aren't being helpful. In fact, Michael Regan says blocking a shipment is unlawful. He said waste from the crash has undergone testing before being shipped. This is USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
The verified subscription service for Facebook and Instagram users is being rolled out by their parent company, Meta. CEO Mark Zuckerberg says Meta Verified will start testing in the U.S. and gradually roll out in the coming weeks. The Biden administration is threatening to ban TikTok unless the app's Chinese owners sell their stakes in the company.
U.S. Cyber Command Director General Paul Nakasone shared his concerns with lawmakers about the app's influence on public opinion and data collection.
1/3 of Americans get their news from TikTok every single day. 1/6 of American youth say they're constantly on TikTok. That's a loaded gun.
But TikTok CEO Shaozi Chu tells the Wall Street Journal a sale won't resolve America's national security concerns over the popular video app. Chu says the demands for Chinese-owned ByteDance to sell its stake in TikTok won't offer any more protection than a plan the company proposed with U.S.-based company Oracle. I'm Skip Kelly.
There's not going to be a repeat national champion in men's college basketball.
Top-seeded Kansas was knocked out of the NCAA tournament in round 2 on Saturday by 8-seed Arkansas, ending the Jayhawks' hopes for a repeat of their title. Elsewhere, the Cinderella story continues for 15th-seeded Princeton, cruising to an upset win over 7th-seed Missouri. Top seed Houston cruised past Auburn to advance, while top overall seed Alabama blasted Maryland. The final 8 spots in the Sweet 16 will be filled when round 2 continues Sunday. I'm Karen Sloan.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
3 everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.